Okay, Hever, we're going to begin a journey. I don't know any other word to describe this. It's a journey. A lot of people have asked me here and in the shul, and it's not, I bump into people at Simchas. What was wrong with Meimarim? Like, what? Why did we stop? What was wrong with Meimarim? So the answer is, Meimarim, just like there's nothing wrong with the Kodesh Kedoshim, there's nothing wrong. But sometimes you have to take a step back and prepare a little bit more in order to get into the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the Torah that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalab, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Levracha, would press into a page and a half, by the Chalban, is explained. It's the same sugya. It's the sugya of these last few minutes of preparing for Mashiach. It's the sugya of Am Yisrael, as opposed to Ani, me. How to grow out of that smallness of the Ani, and to become connected in the deepest way to Am Yisrael, to Moichen of Geula, Moichen of Godless, to think, to look at everything in life in a different way. So what we're learning now, Hakitzev Aranu Nushaych Ne'ofer, it's the same sugya in Meimarim, just more on the level that we can accomplish and go through quickly. I feel that very, very much that this is Mashiach's Torah. When I first got the Sefer, when it first came out and I first got the Sefer, I couldn't fall asleep. I couldn't stop singing Hakitzev Aranu. And I was determined to do this together with friends of mine. I wasn't sure if that would be in shul, or that would be here. But it's a Hashgacha practice, because really, it's Rav Kook, it's Rav Yaakov Moshe, for Tavshin Ayin Dalet in the clearest, going into Ayin Hey, in the clearest and simplest way. Some of you have already learned a little bit of the Sefer, so it's going to be some Chazar. Those of you that haven't, as I said, it's a journey. It's something remarkable. So let's begin. And this Bez Hashem, if something gets into me and you see something that it says next year that I'm doing something different, I want all of you to call me up and say that I lost my mind. We have to finish the Sefer. It has to go from beginning to end, not with any interruptions or not with any detours. We have to go to the end, Mamash. But I believe that Bez Hashem Mashiach will come before. Not that it's going to take a long time, but I think Mashiach is going to come soon. It should be soon. Page Chav Zayin. Moichen Shel Golus V'Shel Geula. Those of you who were with us last year by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, you'll be hearing things that will remind you of what we were talking about. But it goes much, much, much more into that particular sugya. Tzarech Ato Achi. Im Yesh Lecha Lev. He says, my brother, you must, if you have a heart, Lakshiv El Dvareinu Eila. There's an urgency in every single word of the Sefer. You feel it. You could taste it. There's an urgency. It's like there's an emergency. The Sefer was written under duress, meaning it was written with a sense of the end approaching. And those of us who are here, who are zeichet to be in this last generation, in the last few minutes of the last generation before Mashiach comes, that we have a special achrayus, and that's what the Sefer is about. Tzarech ato achi im yesh lecha lev. If you have a heart, lakshiv el dvareinu, to pay attention, to listen to these words. Im choska nafshcha b'avodas Hashem amitis, if your heart truly longs for true avodas Hashem, heminech daitecha heitev b'dvarim eilu, then immerse your thoughts very, very deeply into what we're going to learn. Ki min ha-migdash heim yoytzim. Because every word that we're going to learn now is coming from the Migdash. It's coming from the Beis HaMikdash, from the holiest place. Mi ma'ayan sifrei ha-pnimiyas, from the wellsprings of all of the swarm of pnimiyas. Asher behem tluya geula seinu, which we know that our geula depends on learning these swarm, on becoming attached to pnimiyas ha-Torah. As Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai already said, and we have in the Zohar Kodesh, B'safrada, Yafkin Yisrael Megalusa, that with this Sefer, with the Sefer HaZohar, B'nai Yisrael is going to leave Golas. With Pnimius HaTorah, that's the way we leave Golas. The whole Sefer is about readjusting our way of thinking, changing our entire way of looking at life, our entire way of looking at ourselves. V'anachnu neilech b'dvarim b'derech k'tzara v'loi b'arucha. And we're going to learn these things b'derech k'tzara v'loi b'arucha. B'kitzer, not b'arucha, v'nismach alibcha shetia mitziyasha behem be'emes v'akshava. And I'm relying upon your heart, that you're going to take these things to heart, and you're going to be paying close attention. Losus lehem mokam b'libcha, that it shouldn't be just another sefer, not that we should ever learn, God forbid, any sefer, as another sefer. But afa pichein, it shouldn't be just another sefer. Los islaham mokam bilibcha, to carve out in our hearts a place for these words. Imlev emesu, if you have a heart that is still seeking the truth. V'roy hador v'lach zal maim ezek kama v'kama pamim, and it's proper that after you learn it the first time, to review it a number of times. Because the main fruits of this sefer that you're going to gain, the benefit that's going to be gained from this sefer, is by bringing it deep into the heart. And it could only be acquired through constant repetition. There are many svarim on the subject of Avodas Hashem. V'derech is ta'alus ha'odem, and the path for man to ascend. V'chol ha'tzmeim l'dvar Hashem, and all those who are thirsting for the Dvar Hashem. Lios deveikim b'koinim b'nemonus, how guides and manuals, svarim that are written to teach us how to become dovuk to Hashem b'nemonus and faithfulness. Loimdim v'hoigim b'svarim k'doshim elam. And of course we learn, and we think a great deal about these svar. Vonuloi bonulachlik. And the Chalban says, I'm not coming here to argue, to disagree. Elola hoisif davagod ma'oid, shenes chadish b'dareinu zeh. But rather to add to the magnificent building of Pnimius HaTorah, this floor, this story, that's nischadish, that has been nischadish, in our generation, right now, in our time. It's the foundation and the source, the makor, the moitza hanishamis of the souls of the last generation of the generation of Mashiach. That's us. Page Chav Ches. There'll be some who can make a shtadlis to try to get this svarim. It's hard with these svarim to do. They are here, they're not here. It's hard to know. But maybe you could, someone of the chevra, two of the chevra, look into it a little bit. Ha'inina mavur b'mayim ezeh. Yotzuk heitev b'sifrei ha'pnimis. The foundation of all that we're learning, of course, is in the sifrei ha'pnimis. And it's being poured and drawn from the sifrei ha'pnimis. U'mukaroysov ne'emonim b'divrei ha'zohar v'ha'tikunim. And the makaris of all that we're going to be learning, of course, the sources are all in the Zohar and the Tikkunim. V'divrei Rebbe Seinu HaKadoshim, Abirei Yisrael, Malachi Elyon, Eshahi Iru Asa'ilam Va'itzim Hasagasim, who illuminated the world with their great understanding. Va'ofra Anu, and he says about himself, we're only dirt. Le'bonu Chadesh Mu'um, I'm not coming to be Mechadesh anything. Ke'inon Eladoylim Omashkim, I'm only drawing and pouring out. Imayonis HaYeshua Halolam, from the Mayone HaYeshua. I believe 100% that he was hinting to the Sefer Mayone HaYeshua, as you'll see. The Meimar. Ma'isim HaDvarim SheNichtavu Behem Avur HaDoros HaAchrayinim, drawing out those teachings that are speaking directly to the final generations. V'Hashem Yeh Be'ezreinu, Chdei L'Havin Dovizeh, Nasch L'Dabri Ezdevareinu, B'li L'Harach B'Hakdomis. Go straight into the Inyan. Go straight into the Inyan. Page Chavtes. Shtei b'chinas b'isha Yisraeli. Kol Ish Yisrael Nechlak Bekirba L'Shtei Bechinas. Every Jew is Nechlak, is divided into two Bechinas. Besoid Chitzonius Upnimius. Chitzonius and Pnimius. HaChitzonius, Hisoid Chayev HaYishim. The Chitzonius is the mystery or the secret of that person's personal life, what's happening in his life. As he recognizes and he knows himself from the time that he's in the world. Each one of us, from the time that we begin to grow up, we see ourselves as being a Yeshus Shlema, as being a separate and independent piece of reality. Ha'aymedes la'atzma, that exists and stands on its own. V'soivev soviv avodas Hashem shaloi v'tikun atzmai. And from the beginning, we're taught to concentrate on the avodas Hashem that speaks directly to each and every one of us personally, in order that each person should find his tikkun in this world. Habchina, that's the chitzonius. That's the chitzonius. That's the higher end of chitzonius. But that's the chitzonius. My tikkun. Habchina apnimis. The bchina apnimis in the kudas zikoso v'shaychusa el hashchina. The bchina apnimis is that a person is not alone. B'china Pnimis is the nakuda of attachment, of connection, of shaychus to the Shechina, which is the side of Klal Nishmais Yisrael that we were learning about in the Memorim last year, which is the side of Klal Nishmais Yisrael. V'hainu shi Yisrael kulam ne'erochim kiguf echad sholem. In the Pnimis of things, we understand that there's no such thing as a separate piece, a separate Jew. But rather, Yisrael kulam ne'erochim kiguf echad sholem, as we were learning in the Maimer of the Tzemach Tzedek in Derech Mitzveisach. Kamoicha means kamoicha mamish. V'haft l'recha kamoicha is kamoicha mamish. It's not a nice, cute thing to say, to love another Jew as yourself. It's kamoicha mamish. Shkol echad hu b'chinas teh b'guf zeh. There's this one big guf that's called Klolius Knesses Yisrael. This one reality that's called Knesses Yisrael. Each individual Jew is like a cell in that body of Am Yisrael. Nitzaitz mitoich avuka gedoyla, a spark from a great fire, from a great torch. V'tipa b'yom rachav yadayim, and a drop in a very, very expansive ocean. From this bechina of pnimius, ein ha'adam yeshus la'atzmai. A person is not a separate entity, an independent, separate existence. Ela aver v'tei beguf, but rather an aver, a limb, a cell in the guf of Knesset Yisrael. Which we're learning, we learned this per Shabbos and Shul, a piece from Tanya, from Megeras HaKadosh, but there the Alter Rebbe brings a lashon that every single Jew, the lashon of the Zohar is that every single Jew is an aver of the Shechina, is a limb of the divine presence of the Shechina. There's one mitzias, there's one kaima that's called Knesset Yisrael, which is the Shechina in this world. And each Jew is an aver, is a piece, a limb, a cell, an organ, in that metaphysical reality that's called Knesset Yisrael. Kol tachlis atay. In the same way that the purpose of every cell, v'chol pi'ilusai, and whatever the activity is, the particular role of that cell, mi'u'edis l'tefkud kol haguf, is necessary for the entire body to function in a healthy way. That's what the Alter Rebbe discusses over there. In the Geras HaKadosh Laman Aleph. How all of the limbs and all of the organs, all of the cells, are dvukim ukshurim echad pe'echad zebezeh. And all of the limbs and all of the organs, all of the cells, all of the molecules are makabel one from the other. And if one chalila is not functioning properly, if there's the tiniest part of the body that's not carrying out its role, if for some reason, the Tanya explains, the chiyas, which is in the blood, is not able to move forward to reach every single part of the body, to go from the heart to every aver, every part of the body, then to return to the heart, because for some reason the different parts of the body, achas v'chalila, are not cooperating with each other, are not loving each other, are not working with each other, are not bound to each other, and because of that, the life force, the vitality of the person is not circulating from the heart to every single part of the body and back to the heart, then chas v'shalom, the person gets sick. Then there's sickness and suffering. And the Chalban says, every single cell has a particular job. That cell doesn't live for itself. That organ, that part of the body, whatever it is, doesn't live for itself. So it is with each Jew that feels himself as a separate mitzias, but his whole existence is only for the guf of Knesset Yisrael. So when Chazal say Shufrei de Yaakov, the beauty of Yaakov Avinu, his main Shufrei is like the beauty of Adam Rishon we saw last year when we first read the piece in Derech Mitzvei Sechar. Shufrei, the beauty of Yaakov Avinu, and the beauty is the beauty of Adam Rishon, because in Adam Rishon, in the guf of Adam Rishon, there was all of Knesset Yisrael that was going to be in the future. In the eyes, in the ears, in the feet, in the fingers of Adam Rishon, all Nishmais Yisrael were contained in Adam Rishon, as it's explained by Arichas in the Zohar Kodesh and Kisveri. All Nishmais Yisrael were in that one body that's called Adam Rishon. From the head all the way down to the Ekev, as the Tanya explains also in the beginning, were all Nishmais Yisrael. Shufrei the Yaakov, me'ein Shufra the Adam Rishon, because Yaakov Avinu was the one who began Am Yisrael. Avraham Yitzchak, but Yaakov in the Shiftekar, and there's no longer any Yishmael Teshter, there's no longer any Esav that's outside. All the Klippas are pushed away. And Yaakov Avinu, the Dmus of Yaakov Avinu's Chakuka is engraved by the Kisei HaKovet, but that's Nishmas Yisrael. That's the Shechin HaKadosh. That's Yaakov Avinu. And therefore the beauty of Yaakov Avinu is me'ain the beauty of Adam Rishon, which means when all of Am Yisrael is together, ki ish echad b'leiv echad, together. V'ini af sheha b'china hachitzaynis b'letis v'ni keres ma'oid. Obviously, what strikes a person most, and what's most obvious from the beginning of life, is the chitzonius. And the chitzonius is telling you to look after yourself. You're not attached to anybody else. From the moment that it dawns on the child that he's separate from his mother, he begins to rebel against his parents. He begins to find his own way. He's looking for his own way. Obviously, there are some people who are 50 years old and they still feel attached to their mothers. But when a person is healthy and well, he senses himself as a metzias b'fnei atzmo. And we get used to that. The Bechina Chitzon is boletus. It's very, very bolet. It's very obvious. V'nikeres ma'ot. V'emes ha-Bechina ha-Pnimis, as always, it's the Bechina ha-Pnimis, hi ikara mahusa shel ha-Adam. But it's the Bechina ha-Pnimis that's the ikar, the essence, the mahusa of the person, which is Shechina, which is Knesset Yisrael, which is being a cell in that goof of Am Yisrael. Avshihin is teres v'nelemes bekirboi, even though this is very hidden. Ki emes ha-dover, shahanister hu ha-ikar tamid ki yadua. The nista, that which we don't see with our eyes, that which is hidden, is always the ikar. That's always the main thing. What we don't see is always the ikar. Umi lonu godom elokeini is baruch shamai. And therefore, who is greater than the Rabbeinu Shalom? Uha nista b'yayse esas for the steer, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is the hidden of all that's hidden. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the existence of all, is the chaya chaim, is the life of all life. The Baruch Shalom is everything. And because of his everythingness, because he is everything, achenata kel mistatev, he's so hidden, you can't see. Nelom me'ene kol chai. The Baruch Shalom made the world in such a way, all worlds in such a way, that the ikka, the emes, is always hard to find. That's why we see that in the first, the Sfarim say that the first three words of creation, Bereishis Bara Elokim, the Seifei Tevis, the end letters, spell Emes. I is Reish Devarcha Emes. Should be the first letters. The Sfarim say Bereishis is Asaf, Bara is an Aleph, Elokim is an end of Mem. Bereishis Bara Elokim, the final letters are Emes. The Emes is never the Reish Tevis. It's always the Seifei Tevis. The Emes is always something that one has to work very hard to find. It's not on the surface. It's not at the beginning of the words. Bereishis Bara Elokim is the Seifei Tevis, spells Elokim, spells Emes. The Seifei Tevis. Even though the Beis HaMikdash was known from the beginning, and we know the Rambam says in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, and Chazal say many places, and there's a very, very remarkable truth from the Chassam Sofer in Yerideya, Shlomit Gimel, which brings many of these Chazals, that the place of the Beis HaMikdash, the place of the Kodesh Kodashim, the place of Hashvaros HaShechina in the world, was already known to Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was created from that place. Mimokam Kaparosai Nivra. From the place where he could ultimately find Kapara. That's where he was created. And the Rambam uses a very strong Lashon. I spoke about this in Shul Shabbos morning by Parshas Re'eh. The Rambam uses a very strong Lashon. Misur hi biyad hakol. Misur hi biyad hakol. That everybody knew where the Makom HaMikdash was. And yet, the Navi is crying that even to this day, the Navi is crying that nobody is doyresh es siyam. Nobody is seeking Yerushalayim. And that's why I explained in Shul. That's why we see that that even though in that parasha, the Torah over and over says Amokim Asher Yivcha Hashem. 15 times, Hamokim Asher Yivcha Hashem, Hamokim Asher Yivcha Hashem. The place that Hashem will choose, it's called Beis HaBechir, the place that's chosen. So even though it was known, but the Chassam Sofer explains that it miraculously became unknown, became hidden, it wasn't clear. The first one who really, really, really began to search after the time of the Ovis, who began to search for the Makom HaMikdash, for that point in the universe, is David HaMelech. Es panecha Hashem avakesh. Bakshu panai. Es panecha Hashem avakesh avakesh. Dishu Hashem behimatz. The truth is something that's not staring at you in the face. The truth is something you have to look for. If something comes to you very, very easily, it's a simon that it's not true. The truth is something that doesn't come easily. And it's particularly hard for our generation because our generation is so used to getting things very easily. So used to having things that it should be easy. But that's not how it works. Hashem himself is steamed the steamin, hidden of all hidden, ne'elam e'nei kol chai. V'u'bevadai ikka v'sharish kol ha'ilamis, and Hashem is the ikka and the sharish is the root of all existence. He is all existence. But you have to look for him. You have to look for him. Avoid this on page lamed. Avoid this odom ba'olam hilul chaim v'shalya shel roiv hamayin hayitzurim v'harash hanigla la'ayin. Our avoid in this world is to fight against the illusion. Shel roiv hamayin hayitzurim, we're surrounded by millions and billions of images that we see, that we hear, that we smell, that we can touch. There's a tremendous rash. The call, it's called in Chazal, Kol Hamoina Shel Roimi. The tumult, the noise that's coming from Rome. Kol Hamoina Shel Roimi. The noise of this world. All of the sights and the sounds of this world. There's Nigla L'ayin. That's open to the eye. That you see, that you hear. Shemoshech Es Halev. That draws the heart. Lizbor Shehanir L'ayin Hagashmus. Hu hametzias ha-mugmeris v'hamitis, that gives the impression and that deludes us into thinking that this is the real metzias. So from the time that we're in the world, we define metzias according to what we see, what we hear, what we taste, what we touch, and we see ourselves as being separate. And therefore, from the beginning, the feeling that I have is that if I'm hiding someplace in a basement in a dungeon and I'm doing something that I shouldn't be doing, it doesn't hurt anybody but myself. And therefore, the same way the world, there is this way of saying in the secular world, in the world outside, I'm not bothering anybody. What I do in my own private world, in my Dar Amos, is not hurting anyone. It's not affecting anybody. And anything good that I do in my Dar Amos is not adding to the world. It's not changing the world in any way. That is the dimion that we know from the time that we come into the world. That's the lie, the distortion that we come into the world with. Kilo, everything is here. And because of all of the improvements that have taken place in science and so on, so we're able to see much more than meets the eye, than much more than meets the naked eye, so microscopes and all kinds of other devices that help us see even more of the metzias, so then people can easily delude themselves into thinking, okay, beside that, I'm maskim, I'm moide, that it's not just what I see with the naked eye. But the true metzias can be shown under the microscope or with a telescope. But all of this, of course, is the sheker of this world. Therefore, one must overcome this way of looking at things and must bind himself to the depths of the heart, to bekeshev ha-nefesh, and to be able to hear things in the right way with the soul. Bekeshev ha-nefesh, to pay attention, to be mizbainein, to think deeply, to pay deep attention. Bekeshev ha-nefesh. Ela pnimius anisteres, bakshu panai, panecha Hashem avakesh. Velosum oisol the ikker bechayiv, and to make that into the ikker of one's life. Vadram shoot, this is all obvious. Imke, muhusa adam yanista shabai. The essence of a person is that which is hidden in him. shuchelka b'shchina, which is that person's chelik in the shchina in Knesset Yisrael. V'loy ishiyuso hachitzaynis haprat. It's not his own personal separate identity. V'ukemoshel shehiskarnu shelakol teba guf godli yeshchaim la'atzmai. Every cell in the body has its own life, and you can study that cell, and it has all that it needs to survive as a separate organism. And therefore, in biology, you study the cell, and the cell looks like a person. It has its own. It has its own koiches. That's how each cell looks. It has every cell in the body has its own koiches. But the emes, so he says, shel kol tei beguf kol yesh chaim la'atzmai. V'yeshlo erach gam mitzad haguf kula, but that's only part of the story of the cell. By definition, the word cell means it's part of something much bigger. It's a cell of something much bigger. And the entire guf is depending upon that cell. Kein hu b'kol ish Yisrael. And so it is with every Jew. She'yeshlo es hargoshas atzmai, ki yeshus nifredes ha'imedes la'atzmai. That he experiences himself as a Yeshus Nefredes, as a separate Yeshus, something that has its own separate existence, Ha'imedes la'atzmai, that stands on its own. V'yeshus oimek mahusa, but that's only the chitzonius of the person. But the oimek, the mahus of the person, is shinitzoitz ma'or ha'shchina. That every person is a spark of the light of the Shechina, of the light of Am Yisrael, that is illuminating this world. Aver a limb vete beguf a cell beguf hagodl shuklal Am Yisrael. That's Am Yisrael. Hezlam and Aleph. V'ine golus Yisrael mi'aretzom. Golus Yisrael mi'aretzom. So what's gone wrong? How come we don't see ourselves this way? What happened to us? How come we don't feel that connection to each and every Jew? How come we don't look at ourselves in that way, as a cell, as a piece of Am Yisrael, as a piece of the Shechina? The Golus Yisrael mi'artzem hu soid hamisa. The Golus of Am Yisrael from Eretz Yisrael is the soid of death, is equivalent spiritually to dying. And we have an entire nevuah from Yecheskel, the chazayin of the Atzomas HaYeveshos, of the dry bones, in the valley of Dura. Shagolus, he base kvaros. That Golus is one big cemetery. V'chein oimrim chachamim nimshul et Zion lemesa. That Zion is compared to a mace. Shenemar, b'machashakim hoishivani ki mesei oilom. That we're compared in Golus to those who have died. Hamisa he piyud haguf asholam irisisim. What is misa? What is death? Death is the decomposition of the body, where there was one guf, where every single limb, every organ, every cell, had a relationship with every other limb, organ, and cell, where the life force was circulating to every single part of the body, and every single part of the body. If you asked that part of the body, do you have your own separate life? That part of the body would say, Chas v'chalila. It might look that way. It might look that way. When you look at me, it looks like I have my own separate metzias, but I want to introduce you to my friends. All of the other cells, all of the other molecules, every single part of the body, these are all my friends. Not just that we care for each other, but we live in a state of interdependence. We can't exist without each other. Mamish can't exist without each other. Mekablin, we live in a way that's called Mekablin Dain Midain. Rotsa v'shoiv. Life is passed to each one of us, and each one of us has a particular job. And only when I do my job, that cell says, that molecule says, when I do my job, then I can pass life along to the rest. And if I don't do my job, then there's death. Misa, He pirud haguf hashadim lirisis. Death means decomposition. All of the limbs, all of the all of the organs, all of the cells, everything then becomes separate one from the other. Everything just falls apart. It's no longer a whole. It falls into parts. It falls apart. Ubamashmo shel Klal Yisrael, and as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, he matzav b'nasarnu rak b'soid hachitzonius. That means that the Jewish people in Golus live in a state of chitzonius. Shehi, until now, until the end of time. Really it began, the Hesaris began when the Zoras said it would begin. And that's when, at the end of time, that it began to accelerate with the Giluyim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Gra, the Rishash, Ramchal. And now we're holding Otot, the last few minutes of Golus. But until there were different stages. First, there's Galus of the Zohar Kodesh, as we were learning last year. There's Galus of the Kisveri, of the Ariya Kodesh, and so on. There were points along the way where there were Tzaddikim Hashem sent into the world and was screaming and yelling and crying and saying, Rabbi Yisai, Galus is Chitzanius. Galus means looking at things on the outside. Galus means separation. Galus means Mefuza umefired ben ha'am. That's what Golus means. Mefuza umefired ben ha'am. That's Golus. Separated and divided. And these tzaddikim were screaming all the same thing. Echad, echad, echad. Shechina. Knesset Yisrael. Ahavas Yisrael. Every page of the Zohar is saturated with Ahavas Yisrael. Every page of the Zohar. Rechima, Rechimusa. The way Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, my love, the Torah, Rachmana, everything is Ahava. Ahava is Echad. Everything's Echad. The Lashon of Pnimius is all Echad. The whole Indian of Pnimius, the Torah is to be Megala, Echad. Especially this past summer, from the time that the boys were kidnapped, were killed, there's been a much stronger desires of that pnimius, that reality of echad. Of echad. But in Golus there's a constant danger of it slipping away. There was only a tiny, tiny little bit of a taste where every single Jew who still knows that he's a Jew in the world was holding his breath, holding her breath. That Chalila, a soldier, wasn't killed, wasn't hurt. That, God forbid, the missile didn't cause damage, and so on. There's a taste, a very strong, on our level, a very strong taste we had this past summer of Knesset Yisrael, of the Shechina. But the whole Inyan of Golus is Mefuza or Mefayrad. What's Mefuza Mefayrad? Shiachayim shall call Adam Levada. That's why people are so lonely. There's such an unbelievable feeling of loneliness. Especially before Mashiach comes, there's an unbelievable feeling of loneliness because now we're holding Adat where we're going to be together. It's like the Chasna Kala before the Chasna. That they miss each other so much when they can't be together. Because they're going to be together. So we're going to be together, Bez Hashem. It's going to be Hashem Echad. It's going to be Echad Be'echad. Everything's going to be one. So there's a terrible, terrible feeling, more than ever before, of Loi Toiv Heyois HaAdam Levada. It's so miserable to be alone. See, people can't think, being all of this social networking, all of this stuff that goes on with the communication, the way that it is, with the desperation to be in touch always with somebody. Now you have things where people you have somebody sends out to all of his 3,000 acquaintances, I have a toothache. I have a toothache. 3,000 people have to know that you have a toothache. If you think about it in a rational way, what's going on with this type of communication? If you think about it in a rational way, you would not be able to stop crying. How pathetic it is. How lonely people are. Of how a person can't sit for more than a few minutes without taking his thing. You know that feeling. Some of you have that already. That some of you caught a little bit of that sickness. I don't say some of you, I don't mean anybody here in the room. I mean some of us, some have caught that sickness of putting it away and then taking a look again, putting it away and taking a look again. It's such a horrible loneliness because the big reunion is going to happen any day. And before the big reunion, there's a terrible feeling of loy toiv heyoisa adam levado. I can't bear anymore being by myself. And that unbearable feeling of loneliness is driving human beings crazy with networking with each other. You see, everything that's happening in science and everything that's happening in society is all ends are being tied together. That's all that's going on now is connecting. That's everything that's happening now is about making connections. By bringing everything together. That's all that they're working on. All computers, all technology, all science, all physics, even the humanities, everything that's being taught now, everything that's being studied, everything that the heart is longing for in the world is networking. Finding new ways to connect to others. Finding new ways to make things become one. Because the underlying mitzvah is going to be revealed, the pnimius, that everything is one. And by Yom HaHo, Yashem Echad, Ushmoy Echad, that's about to happen. And because of that, the feeling of being separated from that, of not being there yet, is terrible. So Golus is death. Death means decomposition. Death means separation. But imagine that the mace was told, imagine that the separate limbs and organs and cells that are in the dirt, that some malach went to each separate piece of that decomposed body in the grave, and the malach whispered and said, listen, I want to tell you something. What are you? And he says, I'm the certain part of the ear. So he says, oh, shalom aleichem, aleichem shalom. I want to tell you something. How long have you been dead? I've been dead around 742 years. So I want to tell you something. Soon, you're going to be alive. What do you mean I'm going to be alive? The ear can't be by itself. There's no such thing as an ear or that cell of the ear. No. Soon, it's all coming back together. Right? So could you imagine? We can't imagine that at that moment, the unbelievable feeling of loneliness that the ear, like for 742 years, the ear was saying, okay, what am I going to do? You get used to it after a while, being alone. And you settle for being alone. And that becomes a way of life, of being alone. But when you know that soon you're going to be back together, then being alone becomes unbearable. That's what the world is going through. The pain of the world right now is that feeling of being separated. And that's why all everybody's doing is trying to get together with somebody. That's all everybody's doing is trying to get together. That's all that the cell phone is about. That's all that the iPhone, the Android... I ran out. No, I know a couple more that I've heard a lot. Huh? The BlackBerry, they still use that?
Came the last one.
Okay. That's all that the stuff is about. WhatsApp. I just found that out today. WhatsApp. I don't know how it works, but I was told that it's a better way to have a shaychus to other people. Yeah? It's a better way to have a shaychus. Even from here to Eretz Yisrael. That's just someone told me. Just today I found that out. Everything that's being done, everything that's happening now is saying, I'm so lonely, I can't live. I can't bear the loneliness. Help me with my loneliness. And then there's a new app on your phone. And it says, you're not alone. So who am I talking to? You're talking to some serial murderer in Zimbabwe. I'll ask you a minute. What's his text? What's his phone number? I'll talk to him. I just can't be alone. All my other things are busy. I'll take it. Whatever it is, I'll take it. I just can't be by myself. The sherish of that is the pnimius of Knesset Yisrael, which is the light through which this world knows God, which the world, the whole world, feels that the end is near and that we can't be alone anymore. We can't go on with Golus anymore. We have to connect. We can't go on being dead anymore. So we'll begin next week, Bez Hashem, with the peace and the grub, and we'll start to become alive, hopefully, Bez Hashem. Thank you.